This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will get an up-close view of the Ukrainian refugee crisis Friday when he heads to Poland, which has taken in more than 2 million people fleeing Russian forces across the border. His trip comes after an emergency summit with NATO members in Brussels on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at the headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, Biden said Russia should be removed from the group of 20 major economies and that Ukraine be allowed to attend G20 meetings. The president said the U.S. intends to offer Ukraine $1 billion worth of humanitarian assistance and accept refugees. Sarga Magani picks up that portion of the story.
The official says the U.S. will accept up to 100,000 refugees. The White House had been saying it would allow some of the 3.5 million leaving their homeland to come to America, but officials expected most would want to stay in Europe. Still, refugee agencies have been urging the Biden administration to do more, including by speeding up entry for those who are already applying to enter the U.S. through a refugee program. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, addressing the summit via video, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his military needed fighter jets, tanks, and improved air and sea defense systems as he warned Russia would attack NATO member Poland and other Eastern European countries. A White House statement issued Thursday said, between now and the NATO summit in June, we will develop plans for additional forces and capabilities to strengthen NATO's defenses. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Canada will continue to increase its defense spending, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Thursday as he announced new sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. After the NATO summit in Brussels, Trudeau told reporters that Canada would be increasing pressure by sanctioning 160 members of the Russian Federation Council who facilitated the invasion of Ukraine. The Russian embassy in Canada tweeted that targeting members of the Federation Council was, quote, a ridiculous gesture and a demonstration of impotence of Western sanctions policies. North Korean state media early Friday released images of the country's latest missile launch, calling it a new type ICBM. North Korea confirmed its test of the massive new intercontinental ballistic missile, saying leader Kim Jong-un personally guided the launch at the country's main international airport. KCNA, the state-run news agency, said the missile landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. Japan's prime minister called the incident an outrage that cannot be forgiven. 5 days after the crash of a passenger jet in the mountainous southern area of China, the disaster's cause remains a mystery. While the search for the plane's second black box continues, hundreds of people in hazmat suits are searching the hillsides on Friday for the second flight recorder from the jetliner that crashed with 132 people aboard. No survivors have been found since the China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737 dived into the mountainous area Monday, but authorities say they will still continue to look. Some human remains, engine parts were found, as well as passenger belongings. One black box, believed to be the cockpit voice recorder, was recovered earlier, but the second flight data recorder has not been located. And the National Transportation Safety Board said talks were ongoing with China over sending an expert to participate in the investigation, and that is standard when the planes involved are from American manufacturers. And the company behind a COVID-19 vaccine, touted as a key tool for developing world, will miss a target for giving doses to the UN-backed effort to deliver shots to poorer countries. COVAX planned to make available 250 million doses from the Novavax by March. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.